As Dua Lipa levitating, Y94, 7 and 10 in the morning, 0, Jamie, Amy K, the Playhouse in the morning. So tomorrow at about 7:30-ish, we have another installment of Y94 Playhouses. Confess your crush. Pretty excited about this. Have another person that is longing after another person, and they're going to just go ahead and admit, hey, I've been your secret admirer this whole time. Live on the show, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We had a lot of success with the one we did last week, which you can hear in the Playhouse podcast at 194.com. And just in the spirit of the impending Valentine's Day, we're hoping for another one.
I like when it works out, too. They seemed super happy. They were, like, really giddy about it. I would love to find another couple and, like, match. It does suck when they don't.
When they don't like them. Yeah. I feel like we could become matchmakers.
Well, just it's kind of feeling the potential that this could kind of be a lot of people that are interested in doing this right around Valentine's Day. We did set up like a submission form if you want to tell us about your crush and why you think the show would be a good platform to admit your love. And it's just right there on the homepage of 194.com. It very boldly and largely says, confess your crush. So go ahead and dive on in and get into it. So group therapy, almost impossible question of the day with Amy K on the next couple of minutes. First, though, dump 'em or date 'em with Playhouse family member Kim, who is at that crossroads wondering, should I walk away from somebody romantically that does this? Kim, can you tell us why you're thinking of dumping this guy?
Well, there's this guy. So we've been dating for like a couple of months, and he's great, but he tips like garbage. Well, like he like doesn't tip anyone. And like we go out to eat a lot, and like we'll run up like pretty big tabs, and he doesn't leave anything for our server.
So regardless if the service is good, bad, in the middle, the food doesn't matter, he's never going to tip.
No, it's insane. And like I used to work in the service industry, so I like know that's so rude. And I always end up like leaving some like cash behind as much as I have with me, because it's just, I don't know, I'm like wasn't raised that way. But he thinks that like he just doesn't have to do it because he's already paid for his meal and he doesn't, I don't know, it doesn't make sense.
So have you guys talked about this? What's his explanation?
He says they're already getting paid like on the clock, and so it's fine if I want to leave it. He's like, it's not like, doesn't like hurt his ego, I guess, for me to leave it, but he's just like, they're getting paid already, so I don't need to do it.
God, right out of the gate, somebody that was anti-tipping, that might be enough for me. I think that'd be the Jenga piece that makes the tower fall. I probably would dump him. I vote dump him. How about you guys?
I'm going to go 100% dump him on that. First off, you guys say you go out to eat a lot. And depending on what state you're in, the servers are not getting paid like a very much money in North Dakota. So they should be like they depend on their tips. I think that is a terrible thing. And I would 100% dump.
I would dump too, because that he does say they're getting paid hourly, but like Jamie said, it's not really a lot. Like sometimes it's like $4 and some change, $5 or depending, like they're not making a lot of money. And if you're going out to eat a lot, they will remember you. I think they'll be like, oh, there's that couple. They're not good at tipping. Yeah. And then they're not going to, I feel like I wouldn't, if you know this couple comes in all the time and you try to give them the best service and they constantly aren't tipping you, then you just wouldn't want to try anymore.
And it's also embarrassing to be with somebody who does not tip. It really is. Whether you are a friend of that person and you're out for casual drinks, or whether you're in a relationship with that person, it's super embarrassing to be associated with them.
Well, and just to make sure we're clear on it, so we are one of the states, are we not, where they can pay under minimum wage because they're this assumption that's being made up for in tips.
Yeah.
So maybe, I don't know if he's educated on that fact, but that the tip is considered to be part of that expected salary there.
The only thing I could see is if besides the tipping thing and their relationship is fabulous, then it just has to be he buys dinner and she tips.
That's the relationship.
Yeah. Like she just needs to know that you always have cash and he's the one who will buy dinner.
Yeah. God, I don't like that, what that says about him as a person if he's that anti it. But would you dump him? Would you date him? If really the only thing that was weird about him is he would never tip ever. 237, it's text 35270. 7:15 in the morning. Maroon 5, Christina moves like Jagger. Playhouse in the morning. It's 194. Playhouse in the morning, Y94 in the middle of Dump 'Em or Date 'Em. Basically just looking for those Playhouse family votes on whether or not this is a situation that you personally would stay in or you'd walk away. Dump 'Em or Date 'Em. Now, Kim gave us kind of a summation of the guy she's seeing and what's bothering her. Here's 20-second recap for you.
Well, there's this guy. So we've been dating for like a couple of months, and he's great, but he tips like garbage. Well, like he doesn't tip anyone. And like we go out to eat a lot, and like we'll run up like pretty big tabs, and he doesn't leave anything for our server.
So he's just completely anti-tipping, doesn't do it. Like, they already get paid. Why would I do that? And she could throw down money herself and he doesn't have a problem with it, but he himself will never ever tip, and she's wondering if that's reason enough that maybe this isn't somebody she should want to be with. And she's getting a lot of votes today.
Yeah, somebody said if he's not going to tip, then he should stay home. Also, as a bartender and server, I couldn't imagine being with somebody who doesn't tip. Taking care of waitstaff or not is a huge indicator of who that person is. Also, I guess if he is perfect and just doesn't tip, then I'd hate him and always leave the tip myself. But if there's other things that you can ensure he is your Prince Charming, then dump him because not tipping is so rude. Somebody else said, I don't tip. I find that there's nothing wrong with it. I don't understand why she'd end a good relationship just because somebody doesn't do something that's so small. And then also someone said, if he's cheap enough not to tip the waitstaff, he's going to be cheap when it comes to other things in life. Stay away, dump him. And someone else saying, yeah, she needs to dump him. It says something about someone who thinks that they are too good to tip the waitstaff.
I think it's going to just be one of those things, how much it means to you. You know, there's people, especially if you have worked in that field before, I think it's going to hit you different than somebody that never has before. But the easy solution is one of you guys pointed out would be, well, if he doesn't care if you tip, you just are the tipper in the relationship, and you make sure you're always the person that's leaving that. Now, it seems kind of silly because of the two of you aren't together till the end of time. Eventually, that money's mutual money anyway. So it seems kind of ridiculous that you'd always have to be the one that's like, okay, make sure we put this on there. But I guess it is what it is.
But also, he's going to probably go out with his friends and things like that. And you just knowing that somebody has that mentality, I don't think I could do it.
I mean, yeah, it would bother me so much. That's something I look for. Like, I look for some, like, if you treat a waitstaff good and how you tip, but if you just don't tip at all, I don't know if you sit him down and be like, you just can't do that. That's disrespectful. It's rude. And maybe try to, like, get him in the habit of doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's a chance that you could look at it like it says something a little bit deeper about a person, like, what is your mentality there? Are you putting yourself like above other people? Or I don't know. I don't really like it very much. I wouldn't be with somebody like that. But if otherwise he's good and you're going to keep hanging in there, you'd have to be the tipper, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
I wouldn't even say we got a clear like majority vote on this one. It's a little all over the place.
I'd say most people would say that they would go down the dump route, unless like some people are saying she could talk to him about it, say that it bugs her.
Yeah.
But if he's been like that for so long,
would he change?
Well, you'd have to have like a Scrooge moment, right, where he gets them three ghosts. Otherwise, I think you're probably not going to see a drastic change in the man.
Somebody made a really good point. Anyone who says it's no big deal has never lived the life and needs to get their hands dirty for once in their life and then have this conversation again. That's true, because if you think about it, anyone who's worked in the service industry, whether you've been at like a restaurant or a clothing store, you know it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, some people just don't understand, especially like with everything going on this past year. Definitely been tough on the service industries.
Well, it's a sign of the times, too. I mean, yeah, look at if you didn't tip in 2019 and we were having the same conversation, we'd still be like, yeah, that's kind of a jerk move. Everybody probably would answer the same. But like in 2020, 2021, you can go there and be like, whatever. It says something about you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know personally, I would never ever want to be in a relationship, or I would find it hard to be friends with somebody who didn't tip.
Even like my grandparents, they also lived in a really small town. I feel like they were cheap and they would always tip really garbage. And I was embarrassed of that. And so my mom, every time like we would walk out of the restaurant, my mom would throw more money on the table.
Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, if that's the person you got to be, that's the person you got to be. But is it even worth it to you to?
Yeah. So that was like embarrassing going with my grandparents. I couldn't imagine dating someone like that.
Yeah, probably wouldn't go out to eat as much. That's
yeah.
For sure. Almost Impossible Question of the Day with Amy Kane. A couple of minutes on the show. Group therapy at this hour, too, at Sam Smith Diamonds, 194 Playhouse.